Welcome back to AI Unraveled, your strategic daily briefing on the business impact of AI on November 28, 2025. Today, the gap between open and closed AI just got obliterated. The biggest story, DeepSeek, a Chinese AI lab, has released a new reasoning model that didn't just pass the International Math Olympiad, it won a gold medal. It also scored a 118 out of 120 on the Putnam competition, beating the highest human score. This effectively means PhD-level reasoning is now a commodity, available to anyone, challenging the moats of Google and OpenAI. But while the tech is soaring, the economics are crashing back to earth. A brutal new report from HSBC suggests OpenAI won't be profitable until at least 2030. The kicker? They estimate OpenAI needs to find another $207 billion just to pay the electricity and compute bill for the next 5 years. We're also tracking a bizarre new security flaw where, I'm not kidding, writing your prompts as poems can trick AI into giving you instructions for nuclear weapons. Plus, China warns of a massive bubble in humanoid robots, and Jeff Bezos quietly buys an AI agent startup. We have a packed briefing on the future of code, capital, and risk. But before we start, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. Leverage our zero-noise intelligence to own the conversation in your industry. Secure your strategic podcast consultation now by emailing us at info@jamgatech.com or fill the form in the show notes. Let's unravel the AI Daily Business News Rundown.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you've been following the world of artificial intelligence in November 2025, you know the headlines have been just deafening. But the actual signal can be really hard to find.
That's true.
We've pulled a huge stack of recent news and analysis, and what we're seeing suggests the industry isn't just growing anymore. It feels like it's fundamentally restructuring itself.
Absolutely. It's the sheer complexity of what's happening under the hood that, you know, the headlines are just missing. For years, the philosophy was really simple. Bigger is better. Bigger models, better performance.
Right.
That equation is now being seriously challenged. We're moving into a more nuanced and, frankly, more precarious era where smart orchestration is starting to beat raw scale.
That's it, exactly. So our mission today is to really distill what matters for you. We're going from these incredible mathematical breakthroughs to security vulnerabilities that almost read like dark comedy.
And right into the all-out financial war being waged over your holiday shopping dollar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to identify these key inflection points in architecture, in security, and in monetization, and really figure out what they mean for the future.
I think the signal is clear. The industry is getting smarter, dramatically smarter, about how it builds AI. And that's directly impacting efficiency, even as it struggles to secure the tech and, you know, find consistent ways to actually make money from it.
So let's start there. Let's unpack that first big shift.
Yeah.
The architectural revolution.
Let's do it.
We have to start with math, because the performance levels we're seeing are, frankly, they're insane. It's the way they got there that's the real story.
You're talking about DeepSeek.
DeepSeek Math V2, yeah. It just performed at a gold medal level in the 2025 International Mathematical Olympiad. But here's the number that just blew me away. It scored 118 out of 120 on the William Lowell Putnam exam.
Crushing the top human score.
Absolutely crushing it. The top human score was 90.
And what's fascinating here isn't just the score, which is, I mean, it's astronomical. It's the transparency. DeepSeek didn't hide this away. They released the model weights publicly.
Which is huge.
It instantly democratizes the tech and breaks that monopoly that, you know, the closed source giants like Google have had for years. It gives every researcher a tangible, superior blueprint to build from.
Okay, so let's unpack that blueprint, because the architecture is really novel. They're using a generator verifier system.
Right.
So one model proposes a complex proof, and another one comes in and critiques it, assigning confidence scores to every logical step.
Right.
It forces the first model to refine any weak logic until the proof is solid.
And this is where the genuine innovation is. They introduce something called meta-verification. Think of it as a second, highly critical peer review. It's another model that judges the verification process itself.
So wait, the model is doing a peer review on its own quality control. How does a system that's sophisticated stop a really confident but, you know, ultimately wrong answer, which is the classic hallucination problem?
Precisely. That's what it's for. It stops rewarding the generator model just for coming up with convincing results. Instead, it ensures the generator is only rewarded for genuine, rigorous reasoning that can stand up to multiple layers of scrutiny.
So it's debugging his own thought process.
Exactly. And that is a vital blueprint, especially for high-stakes fields like software engineering or, you know, medical research, where you need provable, non-hallucinated reasoning, not just fluent text.
Okay, so that system makes reasoning rigorous. But then we also have new research from NVIDIA and the University of Hong Kong that's challenging the whole scaling ideology from another angle.
Right. They are explicitly saying the future isn't just about massive scale, but about smarter orchestration,
yeah,
using models as expert conductors.
The tool orchestra system.
That's the one. They didn't try to build this, you know, behemoth black box model that tries to do everything and ends up doing it all poorly. They trained a comparatively small, specialized 8 billion parameter model, the orchestrator.
And its only job is to decide when to think for itself versus when to call out to the right specialized tool for the job.
Yes. The smartest conductor doesn't play every instrument, right?
They just know exactly when to cue the trumpet.
Precisely. And the results, they really speak for themselves. This little 8B orchestrator surpassed much larger frontier models, including GPT-5 and Claude Opus 4.1, on something called Humanity's Last Exam.
Scoring 37.1%.
And critically, look at the efficiency. It was 2.5 times more efficient and way faster than the mega models. If you connect this to the bigger picture, it just definitively challenges that core idea of the last few years that bigger is always better.
So the smartest model is actually the best conductor.
It seems so. It's driving superior performance and massive efficiency gains at the same time.
Okay, so if the tech can be that much more efficient and faster, that translates directly into commercial savings, which means it's now cheap enough to deploy everywhere. And that brings us perfectly to the commercial side, the battle for your wallet this holiday season.
It's the perfect pivot. Shopping is one of the most universal high-value things people do online. Following the lead of giants like Meta and TikTok, these model developers are going hard after consumer use cases.
Because they have to pay those GPU bills.
They have to pay the bills. They need consistent revenue.
And we're seeing examples everywhere. OpenAI launched a shopping research tool in ChatGPT. You can ask it things like, find the best cordless vacuum for a house with pets. And it just starts asking follow-up questions.
And Perplexity went even further. They launched a free agentic shopping tool you can buy straight from the output. It has virtual try-on features. And they landed a huge partnership with PayPal.
Giving them access to, what, over 5,000 merchants?
Something like that. Meanwhile, Google is, well, being Google. They're just integrating targeted ads directly into their AI mode outputs, cutting out the middleman.
Beyond just the sales, what's the big value proposition here for the AI firms themselves?
It's threefold. There's monetization, of course, personalization, but maybe the most important thing is data capture, or as one source put it, capturing intent.
Ah, right.
When you use a model to shop, you are explicitly telling the AI company what you want to buy. That's incredibly valuable for refining their models and serving up hyper-specific ads. It's the highest signal data you can get.
And brands are leaning in hard. Target is the latest big retailer to collaborate with ChatGPT. You can query for their products right in the chatbot.
And they're joining Walmart, Etsy, Shopify, all the big players who are integrating this agentic commerce. I mean, Shopify data shows 88% of businesses expect AI to enhance shopping.
And 92% are actively investing in it for product discovery.
But this integration, it raises a really important and, I think, a nuanced risk. When you let an AI surface your product, say a designer coat from Target displayed in a neutral ChatGPT output, you risk your brand becoming flattened out.
Okay, but if Target is happy to do it, why is that a risk?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by flattened out? Are they getting access to new customers?
They are, yes. But the AI environment strips away all the critical context of retail. A luxury brand invests millions in presentation, lighting, the whole in-store experience to justify a high price.
I see.
When the AI just presents that item as a product ID next to a price, right alongside a generic competitor, all that perceived value is gone. It's like Louis Vuitton showing up on a shelf next to a knockoff. The brand equity gets diluted because the buying experience is just utilitarian.
It changes the whole environment. Still, consumer adoption is definitely trending up. Klaviyo data shows 56% of shoppers were planning to use AI assistants during Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
And the long-term expectation is huge. 65% expect AI assistants to be a regular part of online shopping by 2026. Whether you're a spearfish shopper who knows exactly what you want or a treasure hunt shopper who likes to browse, AI is being positioned to solve that commercial matching problem.
Okay, let's shift gears drastically. Let's talk about security, because this is where the story takes just a bizarre and worrying turn. We have a shocking security flaw that sounds like it was pulled from a sci-fi thriller, the Poetic Bypass.
This is maybe the most concerning finding in this whole stack of material because it challenges our basic assumptions about AI safety. Researchers found that bad actors can bypass LLM security filters just by phrasing malicious requests as poetry.
How effective was this?
Yeah.
I mean, these filters are supposed to stop high-risk content. They must have failed spectacularly.
Spectacularly is an understatement. They converted 1,200 prompts into verse, and the poetic versions were 3 times more effective than prose. They saw success rates up to 100% across 25 leading systems.
100%.
100%, including highly guarded models like Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro.
That is deeply unsettling. Why? Why does poetry work? What is it about rhythmic language that tricks the sophisticated AI?
The study gives a fascinating insight. The security filters are mainly trained on patterns common to malicious prose, you know, keywords, explicit commands, certain structures. The researchers suggest that the rhythmic structures and condensed metaphors in poetry, it just disrupts the AI's pattern recognition.
It confuses the guardrails.
It completely confuses the guardrails. And it proves that our static safety benchmarks often overestimate how secure these systems really are when you face them with creative evasion.
And the implication is incredibly dark. That someone could use creative writing to trick an AI into helping create instructions for, I don't know, a nuclear weapon or something.
Exactly. The models are helping dangerous users because they can't recognize rhythm as a threat. It reveals a fundamental, deeply embedded vulnerability.
And while that's an architectural flaw, we also got a reminder this month about the risk from third-party partners.
Right. The OpenAI security incident. It involved their analytics vendor, Mixpanel. There was a breach earlier this month where an attacker exported profile info of API users.
It's really important to specify what was leaked here.
And what wasn't. Correct. The leaked data was profile info for API users. Mm-hmm. Names, emails, general locations, device details. But crucially, no chat data, no API keys, no payment details or credentials were compromised.
And standard ChatGPT users were not affected at all.
Right. OpenAI's core defenses held. The vulnerability was introduced by a partner. It's a textbook example of supply chain risk in this complex cloud world.
So the immediate danger for those API users isn't account takeover, it's phishing.
Exactly. Sophisticated social engineering, using those leaked emails and locations, it gives a bad actor the initial data points they need to build a highly targeted attack.
Okay, so the tech breakthroughs are amazing. The security flaws are terrifying. Now we have to address the financial reality. We have two dramatically opposed views on the viability of one of the biggest players, OpenAI.
Right. On one hand, you have Sam Altman telling investors the company will be cash flow positive by 2029.
And then HSBC comes in and just tears that apart. They're projecting a massive $207 billion shortfall by 2030. And I think the quote was, they called the company a money pit with a website on top.
That is some serious friction.
But wait a minute. Are we supposed to believe that HSBC, you know, an established global bank, understands exponential tech less than the CEO who lives and breathes it? Isn't this just fear-mongering with old accounting methods?
Well, that's the core tension, right? It all comes down to how they treat the cost of compute. Altman sees compute as an upfront, exponential multiplier. The more GPUs you deploy now, the faster the flywheel spins, creating compounding efficiency and demand.
It's a bet on the curve bending up.
Exactly. HSBC, on the other hand, treats compute like a utility. Every teraflop is a meter reading that counts against you, with power bills and amortization that has to be paid. One bets that revenue will eventually outpace cost. The other knows the bill always comes due.
It's startup optimism versus financial certainty.
That's a good way to put it.
Shifting to global strategy, we're also seeing some significant geopolitical maneuvering. Alibaba and ByteDance, China's AI giants, are apparently training their newest large models in Southeast Asia.
This is globalization disguised as strategic evasion. The immediate reason is pretty clear. It lets them access high-end NVIDIA chips, bypassing the U.S. export curbs.
But there's a deeper play.
There's a much deeper play. They are positioning themselves. They're training these models physically closer to the world's biggest AI consumer base, the United States.
So they can't fully enter the market. So they're building right next door, aligning their infrastructure to eventually serve Western users.
Precisely. By hosting and training abroad, they're getting ready to license or localize their products for non-Chinese users. Mm. They're aligning with Western cloud infrastructure, data norms, just waiting for the right moment to enter.
And finally, a brief but important reality check on what is probably the hottest investment sector in China right now, robotics.
Right. China's National Development and Reform Commission, the NDRC, warned about a significant bubble risk in humanoid robotics.
What's the specific concern?
The concern is that the heavy investment, all the hype, is just outpacing the real large-scale commercial demand for these robots in factories or homes. With over 150 companies rushing into this one space, the NDRC is warning about repetitive products and, you know, stagnation.
A classic warning against overheating an industry with capital that just doesn't have any patience.
Exactly.
This has been a whirlwind deep dive. We've covered architectural innovation like DeepSeek Math V2, the efficiency of tool orchestra, the high-stakes e-commerce race, those surprising security flaws like the poetic bypass, and the big market headwinds facing everyone.
My final thought here is that the industry is very consciously moving away from these monolithic black box AIs. We're moving towards specialized, orchestrating, and verifiable systems.
Right.
And this technological refinement is happening at the same time as this immense commercial pressure to monetize and the emergence of these unexpected, deeply embedded security vulnerabilities that prove the models are not as safe as developers claim.
That commercial pressure and the drive for, you know, ubiquitous integration leads us to a final provocative thought for you to consider. We heard Epic CEO Tim Sweeney argue that the made with AI tag is basically pointless because this tech will soon be involved in nearly all future production. Mm. Yet customers recently demanded refunds for a major video game, Call of Duty, Black Ops 7, because of disappointing AI-generated assets. And we just learned that security filters can be easily bypassed with creative language. So if AI truly becomes ubiquitous, how do consumers maintain trust? How do you audit the quality of the things you buy?
Especially when we know, because of the poetic bypass, that deep flaws can be hidden with just a simple change of presentation. That is definitely something worth mulling over.
It is. We've gone from the age of trusting the giant black box to needing to audit every specialized orchestrating chain it creates.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the source material.
We'll catch you next time.
And that's our strategic rundown for November 28th, 2025. The key takeaway today is commoditization versus capital. On one hand, DeepSeek proved that state-of-the-art reasoning is becoming free and open. On the other hand, HSBC proved that the infrastructure to run these models at scale is becoming impossibly expensive, $207 billion expensive. This creates a paradox. The intelligence is getting cheaper, but the business of selling it is getting harder. If your enterprise strategy relies on a single proprietary vendor, you are exposed to their financial fragility. If you aren't looking at open-weight alternatives like DeepSeek, you might be overpaying for intelligence that is already a commodity. This brings us back to our core mission. Stop marketing to the masses, start briefing the C-suite. If you need to position your brand as the authority amidst these shifting market forces, we should talk immediately. Leverage our zero-noise intelligence to own the conversation in your industry. Secure your strategic podcast consultation now. The link is in the show notes. Finally, if this briefing helped you unravel any aspect of AI today, please like and subscribe to AI Unraveled on your preferred platform. This podcast is researched, produced, and created by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. And we'll be back tomorrow with your next strategic briefing.